In northwestern France, the Aventure sailing ship is an impressive sight. The boat is more than a century old, but very much turned towards the future. It uses only wind power to carry cargo on journeys that are largely free of carbon emissions and pollution.
We started this because we saw the need for clean transport, clean sea transport. And then we also want to draw the attention to our consumerism. The way we consume goods. The way we consume goods requires large amounts of ships that carry, well, in my eyes, useless stuff. And that creates a lot of pollution for the Earth, which is absolutely unnecessary. So we want to offer an alternative.
Global shipping accounts for 3% of the world's annual carbon emissions. The industry has set a target of halving them by 2050. Olivier Tanguy says wind power could be part of the solution. He works for a French company that's building one of the world's biggest cargo sailing ships.
Lots of ideas have been considered by the big shipping companies, like attaching a big sail to container ships or using LNG, but none of them have come up with something workable, like the sailing ship that we are building.
Demand for wind-powered transportation is growing. An increasing number of companies are signing up to have their goods carried by sailing ships because it is good for the planet, but it's also good for business. In eastern France, the country's only carbon-neutral champagne producer uses electric machinery and sustainable methods.
And we use 80% of recycled glass, which uses less energy to melt.
Michel Drapier transformed his generations-old estate because he's passionate about the environment. He'll soon use sailboats to ship his champagne to clients abroad.
It's more expensive to carry the wine that way, but I'm sure that some consumers, a majority of consumers in the future, will appreciate the fact that the transportation doesn't produce any carbon.
Sailing boats are unlikely to replace container ships soon, as they're slower and can't carry as much. But as energy prices soar and concern over climate change grows, they could help the shipping industry to change tack. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Douarnenez, northwestern France.